This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour, Monday, April the 6th is upon us on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, you are with all the rest of us. We have shed March. We have come into April. We have hope that by the end of the month there will be less of this personal distancing that we've had to do. There are a lot of people who think this week may be the top of the heap. Some people think this will be next week. You know, it is up to us, actually. It's up to you, singularly and collectively, as to whether it keeps going up or it comes down. Because the way you act in public, the way you share your time or your space, is completely the predicator of how this stuff continues to grow or doesn't grow. And it seems to me we have more people who are at least thinking about others beside themselves, and that's a good thing. I think the mask idea, actually pretty practical, pretty simple. So let's see how that works out. When is Easter is next week, right? Am I right?
It was Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
It was Palm Sunday this week.
Yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And Easter is next week. Yeah.
Yes.
And there were a lot of people, as I mentioned a couple of times during various portions of the program today, who got together over the weekend in spirit, mind and spirit, not physically, to pray for the planet, to pray for a relief or release of the COVID-19. And I think there's a lot of power in prayer. If you believe much in astrology, there are some amazing things going on with the planets this week. And there are local centers that are focused on the culture of this. What is our culture doing to respond? Is it the collective? I think there are a lot of people who are giving a lot of themselves. I know I was talking to a friend of mine who's one of the members of the board, the city council here, and we're coming up with ideas. We did something last week to raise funds locally. I've given them food, ice cream, and things before, but they provide food for people who in my community don't have sources of food. There are homeless people here. There are families who don't have any money and aren't sophisticated enough to know how to get around. You know, there are a lot of immigrants, a lot of people who are here legally, but they still don't have the same opportunities as those who can more easily make their way through society, language differences, that sort of thing. So this outfit provides hundreds of meals a day. I think 3,000 a week is what we heard last week. And so we all got together, about 100 of us, and pledged a couple of $100 as we could to help this thing. And I think we raised $7,000 to make sure this outfit didn't run out of food, run out of money, because they're providing a service. And when I was growing up, I would never have heard of anything like this. I think everybody kind of fended for themselves. We live in a different state of consciousness today than we used to, I think. And in some places, like where Jennifer is in Los Angeles, it's even more of a definitive need. There are such interesting stark contrasts. That's what I love about Los Angeles County, is there's such contrast there. But if you look around the country, there are those contrasts pretty much everywhere. And now is the time for those who really feel like, and it's not artificial. Sometimes these drives to help feel artificial to me. They just don't feel like people are really into it. It's the social thing to do, and it's what all of our friends will go to a big thing on Saturday night and raise money for the people who aren't as well off as we are. Well, that's not what this feels like to me. This feels like people are really awake to what is necessary, and the responses are you know, as they are. And individually at home, wash your sheets every week. I washed Daisy's bed. She has a MyPillow, one of those MyPillow beds. And I washed it, just barely could stuff it into the washing machine, the dryer yesterday. But I did. And you know what? What's kind of funny about it? It came out twice as big as it went in.
Yeah, it puffs up.
Now you can get another dog.
Yeah. Well, whatever. So, at any rate, it's just this whole thing. We're pushing the boundaries of everything. The concern, and I wonder how this is being done, where all the three of you are, letting people out of jail. Attorney General has ordered prisons that have been hard hit by the virus to increase early release programs. So is that creating, where? How is that manifesting in Los Angeles, Jennifer? What's going on?
I think this is the most ridiculous thing. Over the weekend, there were two headlines. One of them was that a guy who was paddleboarding in the ocean was arrested. Yeah. And the other was that Gavin Newsom was letting out, like, people who had been convicted of
murder. Why was the guy paddleboarding arrested?
Because
the
he was out paddling.
The water is closed.
They're closed, right.
Yeah.
The beaches are closed. So you arrest a guy for paddleboarding, and you let out someone who is convicted of murder. It just does not... That doesn't compute, and I think it, you know,
a
Gavin
murderer
Newsom's,
was let out of jail.
Oh yeah, four of them actually. Yes.
Really?
Well, I think it's only if you're at the very tail end of your sentence, though.
Some
at
for
least
some,
New York,
some,
that's how they're doing it.
The state of California went to a bunch of judges to try to see if they could get a huge, I think like 3,000, over 3,000 inmates released, and a lot of judges have just said no, we can't. You can't do that. You can't. We can't reduce the sentence even more because already California has reduced and slashed a lot of sentences. Many people who have been convicted of multiple crimes are serving their sentences concurrently. So there's actually been kind of and this doesn't always happen, but I think since more people are paying attention to the news, there's actually been a bit of a backlash on that because I think when you're trusting the government to stay home and take away a lot of our freedoms, you want the government to be able to care for the people that they're supposed to be caring for. And so the reason is, so if they can't care for prisoners under perfect circumstances, how do we trust them to take care of us in the state? And so I think that's been a little bit of a pushback for people, and I think maybe more people are paying attention, and maybe that's not a bad thing right now.
Who's pushing back? A lot of county health officials, especially out in California, have ordered people to stay home. And how is that going over? Because that seems to fly in the face of people exercising responsibility.
Well, the question is always enforcement. What are you going to do? And so, like, right. In the case of the paddleboarder, he got arrested. But, this is how, if this goes on for a longer period of time than I think people are expecting, and I would say towards the end of the month, if we don't start to see some relief, I think there are going to be a lot of people who start to challenge this and say, okay, I have a right to be out here and go on about my business. It really is going to depend on how they handle this, but I think it's funny.
Are they being the individual or the government?
The government. Well, both, actually.
Questioning the government's. Some of the government play, but the government, it's very interesting, ladies, the job, the role of government. If there isn't a better time for us to understand what the government ought to be doing, and I'm not a big fan of big government, I'm just not, because it's full of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
But man, how powerful is it? I mean, think about how massive this government is that we have.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who want more. I don't know. It's like, it's all, for me, I don't think I realized how quickly big government could just swoop into place. And now we're all relying on small business loans, and we're relying on a $1,200 check, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you have no choice because you have to help the situation. We've never been through something like this. But for someone who, I think, Doug, you probably agree, someone like me who thinks less government is better and keeping people not married to the government is also optimal. And it's just...
We're
creating habits.
The other side of it is that we need government to help organize this stuff. That's what they're there for, to organize. And not to serve themselves, but to serve us. And I don't know that I think locally, nationally, regionally, that we have been particularly well organized. I think we're getting better at it. And people, the Monday morning quarterback will say, well, if we did on this, whatever. We didn't do it. So now is the time to step up to and acknowledge what needs to be done right now. And the simplest thing is to be wearing a mask and be conscious of other people and don't be so damn selfish. I thought it was interesting the Queen addressed the epidemic or the problem, saying basically, as in the way only she can, we will, I can't do the English accent, but basically encouraging people, we will succeed, this will be over. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's in the hospital, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess his symptoms have gotten a little, I don't think it's like, he's not on, you know, his deathbed or anything, but I think his symptoms have gotten a little more serious, so they wanted to, out of an abundance
What's
of precaution. What's
his history? Does he have a history of any kind of,
I don't know.
Of compromised immune system or compromised lung or issue?
He's got compromised mental capacity because he denied that this was even happening. So, I mean, England was the last on the block to even admit that this was a thing, and you know, and so now he
you
has
You see
it,
the
so.
Country music special last night, Shania on her horse?
I taped it.
I won't give it away, but it was kind of cute. I like her a lot. Anyway, Shania Twain did a duet with her horse. She was in her barn, and that was, you know, all of these
specials. Oh, was it one of those, like, at-home concerts?
Yeah, right. Instead of the country music, it was supposed to be the country music something or other, the country music awards last night. So instead of that, they had everybody at home. And Shania was on her horse singing. It was just, it was cool. It was like the old days when Roy Rogers used to sing on his horse. I'm back in the saddle again. I talked a minute ago about washing Daisy's MyPillow bed in the washing machine. And I did. Yesterday I decided I was going to clean up downstairs as well. I've been washing all of my linens with regularity every few days. But I hadn't done Daisy. She's got a couple of different beds around, so I thought, okay, I'm washing these. So I put the pillow in the whole thing in the washing machine. I washed it by itself. Then I put it in the dryer. And when I opened the dryer after it was, and I've washed it before, but I hadn't remembered how big it puffs up. It was huge. So, and that goes for the pillows too. For those of you who are washing and drying your My Pillows, you know that what I'm talking about is true. That when you throw them in, you do that, Victoria, throw them in the washing machine, throw them in the dryer, they come out, they're all puffed up. Yeah. And that's what you want. Don't you want a nice puffy pillow to put your head on, support your neck, that sort of thing? And
just to know that you can wash it in really hot water and just, you know, it just gives peace of mind, too. It's just the right thing to do, especially for right now.
It is. Wash and dry your My Pillows as much as you want. Covered this, if they fall apart, you get a brand new one because the pillows are covered by a 10-year warranty. So whereas in the past you might have taken the standard pillow and kept it for a year or two because they get filled with all those bugs, even if you put one of those covers over them, stuff that crawls around your nose that's in those pillows. So you wash them now and you dry them. If they don't last 10 years, you get new ones, free replacement. Standard queen pillows are $24.99, usually $69.99. Using the DJV promo code right now, you can save up to 66%. I said up to. Actually, pretty much across the board, you can save 66%. And on all the products that we talk about, all of them that are listed in the MyPillow catalog, use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the DJV program every hour of every day. During this portion of the program, we have some musical focus, some news, info about recording artists, some new info on music. This is Madonna, who took to Instagram to announce her partnership with Bill Gates, donating $1 million to the Bill and Melinda Foundation, their therapeutic accelerator program, which is looking to find a drug, some kind of a cure. How do we treat COVID-19? They're on it. Madonna said, quote, "I must admit, it took me time to accept and process and modify my own lifestyle so I can protect the lives of my family, myself, and the rest of the human race. I can't express enough the importance of people taking the virus seriously. I'm so impressed by the work of the Gates Foundation and the Therapeutic Acceleration's urgent effort to find new or existing drugs it could effectively prevent or treat the disease." This was all on her website. She writes, "Harnessing the strength and knowledge of the research community, the accelerator's critical scientific progress will inform how we end this pandemic and prevent future impact from this virus. Her contribution will go toward the COVID response fund operated by Gates Philanthropy Partners." She also added, quote, "I have enormous respect for Bill Gates and the work he's done all his life. He warned us of a global pandemic in 2015, and I wish to God I'd listened to him." Madonna also took the time to thank the healthcare workers consistently risking their lives during the crisis, exposing themselves to the virus. "I have enormous gratitude for you," she writes. So that's more attention from Madonna. Nothing wrong with that. 26 after the hour now, as a response to the toll that the disease has taken on independent musicians around the country, the Newport Festival Foundation, which operates the longstanding Newport Folk Festivals, announced that it will be allocating some of its funds to an emergency musician relief fund. And isn't that what basically Elton John is doing too? Isn't that the story?
Elton John's, I think is specifically for people with HIV plus. I'm not
sure. Oh, that's
sure.
Right, the AIDS thing. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. You're right. Yep, you're right. Correct. Yep. Let's see here. The fellow that runs the Newport Jazz Festivals said, in this dark time, we feel blessed to be able to provide some small comfort for those whose songs carry us through every day. The guy's name is Jay Sweet. He said the Musician Relief Fund will include funding for small micro-grants of $300 or less for immediate and dire financial concerns, as well as more extensive grants offered to help cover lost income related to all of this. Musicians can apply for relief now at NewportFestivals.com. At the moment, both the Newport the Folk Festival, Randy Newman's supposed to be there, for example, and Jazz Festival, Nora Jones, Wynton Marsalis supposed to be there, are scheduled for late July and early August, with the Folk Festival rolling out its lineup as recently as last week. Mr. Sweet said it is with the utmost hope that the Newport Folk and Jazz Festivals will go on this summer. In the meantime, we feel the call to do more. Nothing wrong with that. So this is Nora Jones and Mavis Staples, right?
For that yeah.
New song,
together.
I'll Be Gone. Yeah.
I'm going.
What do we have from Mavis Staples last week? We're all in it together.
Yep.
Yeah, all in it together. That's amazing. Yeah. That's good. All right, pay attention. We're working on it here. Working on it. 28 past the hour on the Monday DJV program.
Get so tired.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Government officials say it's going to get worse before the coronavirus pandemic in the United States gets better. President Trump warning yesterday there's going to be a lot of death in the coming week, though he also said,
things are happening. We're starting to see light at the end of the tunnel, and hopefully in the not-too-distant future, we'll be very proud of the job we all did.
The U.S. now has over 330,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, and the death toll from it has climbed to at least 9,600. The Department of Veterans Affairs is opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation, and Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York City area, which has been the epicenter of the respiratory illness in the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour now, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Doug Steffen is here. You are here. Jane Fonda has revived her workout tape, the video from the 80s. Have you ever seen one of these?
I've seen clips of it, yeah. But I've never watched the whole thing.
You know, Kara's a big exerciser as well. Do you ever use any of these workout tapes? The videos, online exercise videos?
I use, like, YouTube sometimes. I'm not using a Jane Fonda VHS, but I have seen some of her tapes.
So, what do you think? Is she the queen of the at-home workout? When you look at her today, she's 82 years old. She looks like she's practiced what she preached, at least to me.
Oh, yeah, she looks amazing. But yeah. The other thing is, there are a lot of people now who are doing, I've seen people posting on Instagram, people are doing her original workout. They found it online on YouTube or whatever. And people are saying it actually really holds up, that it's a very good workout. And so that even though it's very dated and it looks like it's totally from the 80s.
Well, but aren't all the principles the same pretty much when you
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, to that sort of thing.
But good for her because she still looks incredible. She was doing leg lifts and stuff in the video, so.
Yeah. My name is Jane Fonda, and I'm going to bring back the Jane Fonda workout during this home sequestration. So come on, do it with me. This is the video just before some of the video. She was doing her leg lifts. And that apparently, the Jane Fonda workout goes back to 1982. Sold 17 million copies of this puppy. So, and she's been very active physically and very much socially. She has a lot to say. She still got arrested. That must have stopped with the coronavirus. Weren't they doing protests in Washington every Monday
they
or
were.
Something?
Fire drill Fridays. Yep.
Friday.
She got all of her friends in there, Ted Danson and Lily Tomlin.
It was all about the climate situation.
All climate, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they all got arrested multiple times. Martin Sheen, everybody was there.
Yeah.
But the whole cast of Grace and Frankie, the two girls who play her daughters on it, like it was
Sam.
A whole family affair.
Sam
Waterston got arrested for the first time in his life. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He's
great.
Played such interesting characters through his career, but probably best known.
He's a Massachusetts guy, I believe.
Yeah, he came from Massachusetts. He and Martin Sheen have been friends forever because they have sort of the same political bent. They've protested, and they were both in one of the war movies, if not two of them. Way back when the protests, when they first were starting their careers during the whole situation in Vietnam, there were a number of protest movies that were done, and then there were reflective movies that were done after the war was over, and both of those guys were in that. But he was more known as the DA in Law and Order for 20 mm-hmm. of the 24 years that show was on. I think he was the ADA for, and then the district attorney, and at least 20 of those years.
He was great on that show.
Yeah, Jack Molloy.
I always loved him. Yeah, I loved his. I know that the case was very, the show was very formulaic. They would have to do the case with the detectives in the beginning, and it gets handed over. But I always found that his courtroom scenes were really some of the ones that I liked the most. So I always kind of wish there was a little more of him in it. But yeah, that was a great show. Great franchise.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting when he and Fred Thompson were together because the two of them, Fred Thompson was very well known, very great, another great character actor, but he was a lawyer by trade, and he served, if you don't remember, in the Watergate hearings. There were two young lawyers who served on either side. Fred Thompson was on the Nixon side of the table, and Hillary Clinton was on the opposing side. And the two of them became great friends, actually, contemporaries. Fred died last year, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But he was, for about 9 years, he was the DA, and they were playing off each other. And I remember once talking to him, and I think it was on this program, but I came across him a couple of different circumstances. He lived in Washington, had a young wife and a couple of younger children, if I remember correctly, was very active in Republican circles in Washington, but they were not he might have been, I don't remember where he was on Trump, and it's not important, but he was very much a traditional Republican in many ways, and because of his lawyering, he was very prominent in a lot of things that went on as the years went on after he cut his teeth in the Watergate event. But he tried acting once. I remember I said to him, how did you start acting? And he told me that he was asked to play a cameo in a movie in the early 1980s, and he loved it. So he just studied acting and let people know that he was interested, and he had a great career as an actor. Sometimes played bad guys, sometimes he played good guys, but he was very recognizable. And he used to take, he didn't live in New York, when he was having, on the call days when he had to be on the set, he took the train up from Washington where he lived and still and worked. He had legal practice in Washington, and when he had to be in New York, he'd get on the train, and he said he would talk to people on the train all the time, wanted to know, you know, they wanted to know about Nixon. They wanted to know about his family. They wanted to know about Law and Order. And, you know, so it was, he was a very down-to-earth kind of a guy, basic guy. At any rate, so the business about where we are and what we're doing, the home tests, yeah, this is what I wanted to ask Ken. We can't find Ken. I wanted to talk to him about Fauci and his feeling that Fauci should be a little more courageous. We've talked about this off and on. I understand what you have said, Victoria, with regard to why he's got to take it easy. But Ken is both a scientist and a researcher and a doctor. He does a lot of the AMA relies on him. He's had an ongoing study on EECP in his office for years, the effect of a particular device on the rebuilding of the heart muscles, tissues, and the little vessels that are in the heart. Anyway, the tests are still not approved for home use yet, right? Do we know why it's taking so long? What is it that you have to have a test administered by a medical professional? Mm-hmm. You can't do one on your own. But you can take your temperature at home, and that's a good way of testing. Do you take your temperature every day, both of you?
I do. Yep, every day. Mm-hmm.
What do you have for a device? What sort of a...
It's a little digital thermometer from the drugstore.
You hold it on your forehead?
No. It's the kind that goes under your tongue.
Yeah. Okay. Have you tested yours, Kara? She may be on the phone with Jack, with Ken.
No, I've done the exact same thing. Yeah, I have a little digital one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think all these little things, the question always comes on, or certainly does now, why don't we have more tests for home? And is not critical.
Well, the rapid test, I'm not sure if it still needs to be mailed into a lab or not, but that's the at-home test where it's basically a finger prick, like checking your blood glucose level. So that's right. Where the test will be heading. That's, but I don't know how
will it be
long
too late?
It will be.
I mean, what's the point after a while?
Well, look, if you can get it, well, here's the thing. It won't be too late for the rest of the country. New York, it's everything's too late. Even if, like Governor Cuomo said, if some company comes forward, if Elon Musk says, hey, I'll start making some ventilators for New York, it's too late. They need ventilators by the end of this week. So, and maybe if the apex is next week, maybe next week is going to be the critical time. So, for New York, everything is too late. But, if you are in other states, and New Jersey's second to New York, so New Jersey, it's probably too late. Connecticut might be borderline. Other states, though, as you move through the Midwest, and even down through the South, it's not too late yet. So by the time a rapid test kit comes along, let's say 3 months, that could be, I mean, this is going to be like a tidal wave that moves from East Coast to West Coast, and on the West Coast a little bit it'll move towards East. But for other states, I think it's absolutely valuable to keep pushing ahead. And eventually, look, like Governor Cuomo has said, if everybody could test, you wake up, you test in the morning, you don't have it, you can go to work. And that's the thing. We can get people back to work with testing. And he's been saying that all along. Like, the more testing we have, the more we can start letting people go back to work. If you segregate, and I don't mean that obviously in any way other than medically segregate the people who have it from the people who have tested negative, then you at least know who has to stay at home and who doesn't. And all of that is predicated upon the ability to test. And unfortunately, we're still so far behind even South Korea. South Korea was testing like 250,000 people a day. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. I still scratch my head on that one, why we're so far behind on the testing.
That's why I asked what I did earlier about government and what's its imperative. Why is government, and in this circumstance, you see where this is where government is supposed to shine, this kind of thing.
Well, I still don't have an answer, and maybe you or Ken have an answer. But my question initially was, we always, as Americans, as the United States government, we like to make our own tests for things. So the World Health Organization has had this test for COVID for a while. That's what all the other nations have used. We created a test that was faulty. It didn't work. So at that point, why did we not say, all right, we're just going to buy the test from the World Health Organization. It's what every other country is doing. We didn't do that. So now we're still scrambling to come up with testing.
But
I still don't have an answer. No. Why didn't we, when our own failed, why didn't we go to the other one?
You're not going to get an answer. because there is not.
But doesn't that seem like a pretty simple question?
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't fix anything now. I think what we need to do is be more prepared, and we need to. This is one of the lessons.
Well, no, actually, that's my point. It could fix things now because we're still not purchasing those tests that are available from the World Health Organization. So my question is still relevant. Why are we not buying the tests now? Because we still don't have one.
Yeah,
and I don't have an answer.
No, there's no answer. And there are a lot of questions that have gone unanswered, unfortunately. But you know what? The other side of it is a lot of people have stepped up. There's a chemical factory, a little chemical, medium size. They employ about 100 people here in Framingham. And I've lived here all my life, and it's amazing. I take a lot of stuff for granted, we had the first marijuana testing lab in the country. Things like that. But we have Bose and we have TJ Maxx and we have Staples and a lot of companies that are headquartered here. There's a company called Detropal. This kid, when he was 15, he's been on the show Shark Tank and his business, zoomed after that. He received, a connection when he was 19. To build up this company. And so now what he's done is he was trying to do chemicals or treatments for things like, you know, we were talking about clothing and sofas and wall-to-wall carpeting and that stuff that is put in there that's really bad for you.
What is CAFs or whatever it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
He developed a non-toxic fabric protector. It was the only one who did it. And really, the company's grown hugely in the last few years. But anyway, he stopped doing this stuff, and he's making disinfectant and sanitizing products now in his company. And they're being distributed. Is the stuff that he's developed kills 99.9% of any bacteria or virus that's connected to COVID-19 and designed to do just that. So, God love the guy. He's, I think, late 20s now, maybe early 30s. And the company is, they're there around the clock making this stuff. And not only local people, but people around the country are buying it. So that's, you know, there are a lot of entrepreneurs around like that who are doing things that are selfless. He doesn't know, you know, whether it's good for his business long term or not, but he knows he's helping people, and that's a very cool thing. So, and a lot of people like that around the country. Hats off to them. Research has concluded that Americans who have chronic cardiovascular disease brought about by obesity are at the highest risk of experiencing a severe infection because of COVID-19. Of the people that have been admitted to hospitals, 78% of them have underlying weight problems. 79% of those going to the hospital have a problem with weight. So how do you fix that? You go to toploss.com. You line yourself up with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, stimulant-free. It's drug-free. You lose the weight and you keep it off. Use the discount code DJV to save. You won't have to pay a shipping cost. And you also, anything you buy over 3 bottles, you get duplicated. Stay on the program for 6 months, lose that weight, keep it off, and increase your chances of being healthier so you can ward off the virus. That's toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. but maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pao de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pao de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Attention when we hear the theme from Star Wars. Star Wars movies have been playing all over the place since the virus started. I don't know. Maybe you look around, you see a lot of other movies, but I saw that playing on commercial television stations as well as some of the other services, Chucker. So there's lots of attention. Star Wars is a nice uplifting story for most people when they get it, but most people have seen these movies, but they're the kind of movie you can see over and over again. You kind of like watching it. So why are we playing the theme from Star Wars today, Chucker?
Billy D. Williams, who plays Lando Calrissian in the Star Wars franchise, turns 83 years young today, born in 1937, born April 6th. He's also, that's primarily his claim to fame. He's had 147 acting credits, appear on the TV show Dynasty for 1 year back in the 1980s, and also was in Tim Burton's Batman in 1989, played the character of Harvey Dent. What was interesting about that is he was supposed to turn into Two-Face in Batman Forever, but Warner Brothers at the time parted ways with Tim Burton. Joel Schumacher took over the franchise and never got to do it. Tommy Lee Jones was recast in that role, but by all accounts, Billy Dee Williams, pretty good guy. And I got to say, in the last Star Wars movie, for being a guy over 80, I thought he looked fantastic.
83. He did a lot of promotion. A lot of promotion for it. But that scene when they land on the planet, when you see it, the way that was early on, one of the earlier ones, when you see their planet is sort of existing in space, or not the planet, but the city in the sky, and they land there, and he comes in, you know, Harrison Ford is being kind of a jerkleburger, and Leia is rolling her eyeballs at him. He gets out of the spaceship. He goes, this guy's my friend. And the first thing he says to him, "You lying, cheating, no good." You know, remember that scene?
Yeah.
And then they hug each other, And so then onward it goes. But yeah,
I just want to point out, on Friday there was a conference call at the National Association of Theater Owners, and a lot of theater owners and studio executives speculate there is a possibility, or they're hopeful, that movie theaters can reopen sometime at the end of June or July. I guess nobody really knows the answer to that question, but I would say they're shooting on July, August in their mind, especially with some of the release dates that they still have in place, Doug.
Yeah. I think my own sense is, maybe this is my hopeful thinking, wishful thinking, they're going to find that the crescendo is in this next week or so of cases, and it may be that different parts of the country moves differently, but there's something moving, and I'm not sure whether it's consciousness or whether it's real activity or what it is with regard to this, but a lot of people are waking up to it, and some people are criticizing, oh, why is it taking so long? You know, people are slow to come around to change their habits. You know how long it took them to get into for people my age anyway, getting to watch Netflix at home or Amazon at home, because
right.
Everybody still wants to go to the movies. And so,
well, the viewership at home has gone up a lot. No surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix,
yeah.
You know, people, a lot of people. I think Netflix had so many people tuning in, they had some technical issues in certain cities. So, I mean, you know, for every misfortune is at times a fortune. Or let's put it this way. The trends will change, and I do think that streaming will now really become a staple. I don't think theaters are going to go away, like I said. I still think going to a movie is Americana. I think nobody really in the industry wants theaters to go away. Having said that, I think the studios would be fine if movies were released both at theaters and at streaming at the same time. Theaters will fight hard against that, because that would overall hurt the model. But there was a story also reported on Friday. Reports had that AMC Theaters, which I believe is operating at about $190 million deficit, might have trouble returning when this is all said and done. They control, I think, at least a quarter, if not more, theaters around the country. So that would be a pretty big problem for a lot of people if AMC Theaters did go under. I'm just reporting that what I read. I have no inside information to know if that's accurate or not. Hopefully that would not be the case at all.
Mrs. Kintner, who was in
that.
Jaws, died.
Yeah, her name is Lee Ferrero, who played Alex Kintner's mother, the little boy who was eaten by the shark in Jaws, who the woman who slapped Roy Scheider on the pier scene, died at 91, complications of coronavirus.
Lived in Ohio. Yep. All right, there it is, the word from the man. It's Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on the DJV Show, 59.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.